Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Mark Lieberstein back on the show. Mark is co-chair of the Franchise Group and Retail and Consumer Goods Industry Team at Kilpatrick Townsend. That's a law firm. And he writes and lectures on intellectual property issues, which the franchising industry is all about, intellectual property. And he's here to talk to us about doing that, how to build brand value in franchising. Mark, welcome back.
How you doing, Jim? Thank you for having me.
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. So I love talking about franchising because I say that franchising is one of the great gifts that America gave to the world. And I have the number of other franchise marketing experts on the show, the leaders of the International Franchise Associations is on the show regularly. Robert, I'm trying to think of his last name, yeah, there you go, that's him, and he was on not too long ago. And anyway, we love talking about franchising around here because it's a way. I call franchising entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines. What do you think?
That's a great way to put it. It's really a fantastic model for business, for people who want to go into business and really try to spread their value or their brand around the country without necessarily making the investment themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's where the franchisees come in. The franchisees are buying into the franchise concept, and when they quote buy in, they're investing in the concept. So they're putting up the money to build the site or build the brand in their particular region,
Let's slow down a little bit. Because sure. Everybody hasn't thought about the difference between a franchisor and a franchisee. The franchisor is the person who has the idea for a business model. And then maybe they open their own unit, you know, maybe not, but they have the idea and they develop the intellectual property, as we talked about earlier, to allow people to glom onto that and then to create the actual outlet out in the country, which is the franchisee. Now go ahead.
That's a great way of putting it. Yes, the franchisor usually owns the concept and owns the brand that is associated with the concept. So McDonald's is probably the really a good example of, so McDonald's owns the brand and they franchise, which is another, mm-hmm. a fancy word for saying they license, they give permission mm-hmm. to a franchisee to use the McDonald's brand and to use the McDonald's operating system and to use the McDonald's concept for how the store should look and how employees should work and how they should set up the business. They give them all of this, I'll call it, trade secret, the secret sauce for operating mm-hmm. at McDonald's.
The intellectual property.
All of that. Correct. The intellectual property as well. Mm-hmm. Well, there's intellectual property and there's also the secret sauce, the operating stuff. Mm-hmm. So they're all of it is licensed and sort of contracted over to a franchisee, and the franchisee takes it on and is given the freedom to really operate the business under all the guidelines given by the franchise.
And they have to meet and maintain certain standards. And one of the best ways to see what Mark just said in action is in your own town. Probably there's a hospitality operation, a hotel that once upon a time maybe it was built. It was a Holiday Inn, but over the 20 years later, Holiday Inn sign comes down and Hilton goes up, and you'll see that not only is there a new sign, but there's a new way of operating a hotel inside. It's now the Hilton brand or whatever it might be. That's a perfect way of thinking about how, in my opinion, how a franchisor can a brand can change, but the property stays the same except for the operation.
Correct. that happens. I'm not going to say that happens frequently, but it does happen across the country.
Yep. Yep.
Where the chains changed. And the same thing happens with the franchise restaurants
right.
as well. They
mm-hmm.
can close and reopen under different brands, different management, different operating systems. That's sometimes how some franchise brands will do well in some areas,
mm-hmm.
some won't. And then they open and close. And franchisees are always taking a little bit of risk when they invest in a brand in their area. It may or may not work. Certain times it does, certain times it doesn't. And especially, I will tell you, I mean, just if you look at restaurants just for a minute,
Mark, hold on to that thought.
I'm
gonna let you finish that when we come back. We're gonna take a quick break, folks. We're gonna continue to talk about this relationship between the franchisor, the organization that has the original idea and the special sauces he talked about, and they license that to a business person who's operating the business with real customers out in the marketplace. That's the franchisee, and we'll talk more about that with Mark Lieberstein after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.